Our guest is Jack McKinn, the manager of the 2003 World Champion Marlins, in spring training again this year, as he is every year. He's had a chance to watch things as we get close to the end of spring training, and just your overall evaluation of what's gone on so far.
Well, Bill, I'll tell you, I'm impressed with the enthusiasm of this club, especially the young players, and I think Mike Hill and Dan Jennings have done a tremendous job, you know, in trying to fill some of the holes on this ball club. So I'm optimistic that we're going to have a very successful year, and who knows, anything can happen, but I think we'll be in contention.
The National League East, most people think Washington with that great starting staff, obviously the favorite, but you never know over 162 games.
Well, injuries play a big part, and if you look at their club right now, you know, they've got the center fielder down. He's not going to be good for about a month into the season. A couple of their pitchers have been sidelined a little bit here and there. They might be, subject to taking an extra 2 or 3 weeks to get ready. And also Wirth is hurt, and the third baseman, Rendon, he hasn't played hardly at all this spring. So you never can tell. They got good pitching. There's no question about it. I think it's going to come down to the Nationals and the Marlins first and second. I don't know who's going to be first and who's going to be second, but they're going to be the two top clubs.
And with this wild card thing where you now have two wild card teams, 87, 88 wins might put you in the picture.
No question. And, you know, and the big thing is, you fight off some of these guys in your division, and you look at our division, hopefully we got an opportunity to pick up some time and some ground on guys like the Mets and the Phillies and the Braves. And, you know, you never know what can happen.
Jack McKinn, our guest. The Marlins made a lot of moves in the offseason. Basically a new infield except for Echeverria at short. What's been your reaction to the infield play?
Well, Prado's a pro. There's no question about that. He's going to give you some leadership. He's going to give you a good defense at third base. And plus, he knows how to play the game. He's a winner. And Morris at first base is, he's got. He's got a lot of power. He's going to, give you a pretty good bat behind Stanton, a real threat to hit the ball in the ballpark. Second base, you got a speedster in Gordon who's getting better and better each year. And, he's a little polished here and there around the bag because he was a former shortstop. But, speed-wise, he reminds me of the club in three when we had Pierre and Castile.
Jack, pitching last year, the Marlins used 13 starters. The two World Series teams, Kansas City, San Francisco, only used 8 starters. Obviously, you got to have a lot of luck, but you also need some depth.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, this is the key to any winning team, and the depth has got to be, one or two backups because you never know when one of these guys are come down with a bad arm or some other problems, but hopefully that our starting staff and what we have in the bullpen goes injury free, and we should be in good shape.